Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keys are here with you on this Tuesday morning. Belmont basketball back at it tonight, taking on Bradley, 6:30 at the Curb Event Center. And to help us talk more about that, we head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Belmont men's basketball coach, Casey Alexander. Casey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great, and I hope you guys are.
Oh, we are. Appreciate you. You got to watch out for Rex Road. A lot of things going on in Rex Road's world right now.
Head wound, Harry.
Yeah. Casey, I want to start with the win against Evansville the other day. I saw an interview you did with Steve Lehman after the game, talking about how you guys are 7-1 in games decided by 5 points or fewer. And I'm just curious, why you think that is? Why do you think your group has been so good in tight games? Is it just the poise they show? Is it great coaching? How would you answer that question?
I wouldn't claim it as great coaching. I think great coaching would be 7-1 and double figure wins as opposed to small margin wins. But you know what? I think we got off to a good start this year, winning some early games early in the season. And I think it's just carried over. Along with that, though, I think we do have some really good playmakers and guys that can get us a bucket when we have to have it down the stretch. So it's a combination of those two things. And those things don't really even out. People tend to think that, well, you win some, you lose some. I think it's a little bit deeper conversation than that.
So, Casey, huge one against Bradley, and you've got them twice here in a couple weeks. So obviously those are critical games. I mean, right now there's a little separation, it seems, but maybe you don't see it this way, but you guys, Bradley and Drake, and of course you lost to Drake on the road. Don't get them at home this year. It's a tough break in the schedule. But first of all, just how big is this game? What about the matchup? And do you see it that way? Do you look at it like you're right there with either of those two as a team that could ultimately end up emerging from this conference?
Well, I look at it that way. If we can start winning some of these, the Drake game was not our best. They're really good. They had, I think, a 28-game winning streak at home when we played them that has since been extinguished. But Bradley's is in that group. They will remain in that group. And so this is a really good test for us. They're an extraordinarily good team on both ends of the floor. I think they're seventh in the country in effective field goal percentage on the offensive end, which is a tall order for us. Defense is not our strength, but we're excited about the opportunity. And definitely, I mean, if it's a game where, hey, if we do win it, then we're tied for first. So I guess we have to start putting ourselves in the thought of that conversation.
So Casey, as you look at the conference this year, your impressions on the Missouri Valley Conference as a whole, and just the journey for your group so far to this point, what have you learned about your group to this point in the year?
Well, we're like a lot of leagues in a sense that we have five new coaches. There's a ton of transfers. The vast majority of our returning all-conference guys transferred high major. And so there was a lot to figure out early. But the Valley is built for success. It's still the 11th best league in the country out of 32. And it's a really tough place to win. That Evansville game being a good example of that. They're a team that's been in the bottom of the league, but they've been super competitive and they're really hard to beat at home. And so that's just the way that it's going to be. I don't think any of us are so overwhelmingly good, kind of the Indiana State of last year where they were kind of playing at a different level. So a lot can happen between now and March, and definitely a lot at Arch Madness when we head to St. Louis for the tournament.
So, Casey, you guys are 23rd in tempo. And I know, efficient, up-tempo offensive basketball has been Belmont basketball for a long time. But I'm wondering if that's a little bit of an uptick for you guys. And then also the balance scoring across your lineup, maybe a little more, maybe a little deeper in terms of, guys, like you said, who can get you a bucket as opposed to being top-heavy in terms of top scorers. Are those two things – in your mind, significantly different this year?
Tempo is not significantly different. I'd say we're, more times than not, we're going to be in the top 25 on the offensive end, which is really the only part of that that you can control. We do like to play fast. We play with a lot of freedom, not a lot of set plays. And so that's the reason for our tempo. The distributions of scoring, that's just kind of happened organically. We lost we lost our three all-conference players from last year and all five starters. So when the year started, we didn't know where our buckets were going to come from. But Jonathan Pierre has emerged as a really good, talented, versatile player. Carter Witt has been extraordinarily good as a point guard. And then we've had some other guys that have had big games. And I like it better this way. I like it when on any given night we're going to have three or four guys that can get us mid-teens or 20.
Well, you bring up Carter Witt there, Casey, and obviously the distribution of the ball at that position really important. But his ability to score and to go get you a bucket, how valuable has that been for your group?
Yeah, it's been really valuable, and it's increased as the season has gone on, and especially here lately. I think over his last five games, he's averaging 17 or 18 a game, and you combine that with 4 to 5 assists a game. That's a heavy dose of your offense right there, and no better place to get that from than your point guard. He's settled us down. I think he's probably the most dependable guy as far as production goes that we have. I think he's going to be really consistent moving forward. So really, really glad and fortunate that part of our portal process worked out as well as it did.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, obviously, the scenario you just laid out for us, not ideal. That's tough. It's pretty amazing that you guys are performing like that when you have those kinds of losses. I know the Valley has been pillaged a lot, but do you feel like you have a better handle on just sort of the process of roster reconstruction each year than maybe even a couple of years ago?
Well, we're farther along. I think you have to be really cautious about it because just when you think you're starting to figure it out, things change and you're dealing with a completely new set of circumstances. But what we've learned with this particular team that we have now, when I think back to working through the portal last spring, it was really more important than ever to us that we get guys that fit how we play and who we are. And that has sustained us. There was a level of experience that came along with that, and you combine all those things, and it really allowed us to cut our losses quickly and kind of move on with a new team that's capable of winning 20 games again.
So Casey Brigham-Rogers, 16 points, 8 rebounds against Evansville. What has he brought to your group this season, and just in terms of his level of play, being a threat to score, but also the ability to rebound the ball and control the game that way?
Yeah, his emergence lately has been another key part of our success. We've won 5 in a row, and he's had the lion's share to do with that, along with Carter, as I just mentioned. Brigham he was really just a minutes eater and a big body that played hard and gave us some physicality. But here in the last 5 games, he too has, he's probably averaging 14 or 15 a game, maybe 7 or 8 rebounds a game. He's off the charts with offensive rebounding, and some of that was completely by necessity. Drew Sharnowski, who is our other big at that position, has largely been unavailable for the last 3 weeks. And so Brigham had to rise to the level of the occasion, and he definitely did.
So along the lines of that, of the scoring distribution, Casey, and again, you guys have been a very good shooting program, many good teams, but 6 guys with in the 20s or more hitting threes, the lowest percentage among them, at 32%. I've got to think that this is for you even a little bit more than you're used to in terms of having threats on the outside. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's how we've always wanted to build our roster. But you never really know how things are going to play out. For example, last year we had Tyson Gillespie and Dia. All 3 of those guys averaged in the 16, 17 points per game range and were all conference players, and everybody else was just kind of don't screw it up role player, and that team was good. It won 20 games and we had some success, but the distribution and multiple guys that can get it is always better for our offense. We've traditionally been a high assist, very efficient offensive team that scores a lot of points, and the biggest reason for that has always been because we have multiple guys that can make shots. So the more the merrier, to say the least.
Oh, Belmont taking on Bradley tonight at 6:30 at the Curb Event Center. Casey Alexander, our guest. Casey, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you taking some time to join us this morning. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, guys. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Casey Alexander, Belmont men's basketball coach, our guest here on the program. We'll get back into the Titans coming to next. Take more of your thoughts. Got some of your thoughts on the quarterback front to get to. We'll do that as well. The Titans have hired a new special teams coach, so we'll get into all that. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.